Projects that impact Central New York made it into Governor Cuomo's 2020 budget address Tuesday. He teased some of them in his State of the State speech earlier in the month, but including them in his $178 billion budget proposal is a good sign they'll be funded.
$300 million through NYPA to reimagine the Erie Canal, $70 million for a new workforce training and education program in Syracuse, $9 million for the Sky Dome, which is a very exciting project where they're bringing basically drones, unmanned aerial systems, and their tech companies to be tested in Oneida County.
Cuomo has also set aside $5.8 billion for upstate roads and bridges, but the state is facing a $6.1 billion deficit, the largest in a decade, and some of it due to the increasing cost of Medicaid. Cuomo has re-enlisted the Medicaid redesign team from 2011 with the tall order of making significant reforms in a short window of time.
Zero impact on local government. Zero impact on beneficiaries. Find industry efficiencies and or additional industry revenue, root out waste, fraud, and abuse, and get this done in time for the April 1 budget.
At the same time, Cuomo wants to hold local governments more responsible for keeping Medicaid costs under control. If growth is above 3%, counties will pay the bill. If costs are below 3%, they'll get 25% of the savings from the state. Cuomo also wants to change how education is funded. His $826 million increase in education aid comes with a proposal to more equitably distribute the state's 40% share of education funding. He says it'll be a start to closing the $23,000 per student difference between the wealthiest and poorest schools.
The most progressive approach, take your 40%, start funding the bottom schools, keep funding the bottom schools, and see how high you get. And by the way, you'll never get to $36,000 if you took your entire 40% and funded the poorest schools. But maybe you'd raise them halfway, and whatever you did would actually be achieving more equity. Let's work on a new formula together.
The Alliance for Quality Education was quick to discredit Cuomo's funding plan. In a release, Executive Director Jasmine Gripper says Black, brown, and low-income children have been waiting for equity for 9 years, and that they need the $3.8 billion that the state owes them. Cuomo once again hopes to use the budget process to pass progressive legislation, ranging from legalizing marijuana and banning flavored vaping products to the first in the nation inclusive equal rights amendment and establishing paid sick leave. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.